We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Hashoychet v'nimtza treifa. Someone gets a shechita, and it's found to be a treifa. You can't eat it. Hashoychet l'avayda zaro. If someone shechts to avayda zaro, you also can't eat it. So takroiv is avayda zaro. It's also bahano. V'hashoychet paras chata. Someone shechts the para aduma. Also, it's also bahano. V'shar niskol. Shar niskol is a shar that's chayiv skila because it killed someone. Well, it killed someone. Therefore, it's the also bahano. The egla arufa, and the egla arufa also, once you set it aside for egla arufa, becomes aser. We'll discuss that in Daf Pei Beis a little bit. All these things, according to Rav Shimon, piter. You're potter for this shechita. The shechita is not counted as shechita. Why? It's not ruya. It's not ruya to eat. V'chom l'chayim. V'chom says, as long as it's a kosher shechita, then the halacha is the ichayim for iser espinoi. But a case we haven't agreed is Ashoichet v'nisna blah b'yadoi. Someone shechting and he made a mistake and it became a nevela, or v'hanoicher v'makir, or he purposely made it into a nevela. He ripped out the simanim, or he gored the simanim. Potter, you are potter, because that's not a shechita. That's not a shechita. But if it is a shechita, it's plays chom and shimon if yichayev or not.
It's in
tannin. Huh? It's tannin. The guy with the first shechita or the second shechita. It's not called a shechita according to Rav Shimon if it's not royal achila. For example, a treifa is aron eskal egufa or parat chatas. According to Chachamim, if it becomes an avail, it's not a shechita. You're not chayef for malchus for isa espinoi. If you shech the mother, then after you shech the child and you make it into an avail, no. Or you ma'acher, or you noicher, or ma'acher. All those things are not isa espinoi. Mishnah is klar, part of isa espinoi, huh?
You could
dafka
do it that way.
Dafka? You'd be killing your behemoth. Why would you do that? Why do you want to lose the whole behemoth? You can do what you want, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you're right, exactly. About Tashkos, exactly. You can't do that.
Yeah. You said he did it with Afghan.
No, yeah, so he's only allowed to. He did it, yeah, he did it. He got angry and he stabbed his behemoth. That's a terrible thing. Anyone who gets angry is like, oh, I'm very Zara. But there's not handling that. Handling like, I didn't shechita. Hanoich ha'ma'aka is part of it, huh?
First half of the mission.
Yeah.
100%.
What else is talking about? It's Potter. Potter from Isaiah Spinoi. And the Chama Chayiv by Isaiah Spinoi. That's the parak, Isaiah Spinoi. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, lo yishanu, this whole halacha, that according to the Chachamim, Yichayif Avayda Zarov, Mishma Yisrael Espinoi, it depends. Lo Yishan Shachat Rishon Avayda Zarov, Vashen L'Shulchana, the second one for your table. So then Yichayif Avayda Zarov, the second one. Avayda Rishon L'Shulchana, if the first one you did for your own food, Vashen Avayda Zarov, so even though according to Rabbanan it's called a Shechit, they're still Pata. You know why? The Kam Lev the Rabbanei. Because, Kam Lev Rabbanei, because you have a Chiv, Skilo, and Chatos for the Avayda Zarov. So therefore, it's Kam Lev Rabbanei. You're not going to be Chayiv Malkus when you're Chayiv Skilo. So therefore, if it's first the Avayda Zarov, then second, then it's good. If not, not. So Frank Rashi, what do you mean? Why is it good? So on the first thing, you're getting Misa. So it's still Kam Lev Rabbanei. Or karas, whatever it is, whatever. Kam Rav means skilo, yeah, skilo karas, yeah. Kam Rav nil karas. What's the difference? The first one. So Rashi has two mahalachim. One mahalach would be is that you first tried him on the oisah esvenoi and you gave him malchus, then you go try him on the first one. That'd be one mahalach. Other mahalach is was two people. One person did avodah zara and a second person did it for malchus. Then the second did it for Isa Esbenoi, for himself, then you chayav Malkus. But the point is, if on the same Shechita you're doing Isa Esbenoi and Avayi Zara, it's impossible to be chayav Malkus for Isa Esbenoi, because you have come labor the rabbinate. That's what Shlok is saying. Pretty simple Chiddush. He's saying is that the second one, if it's the same Maisa, it's Avayi Zara and Isa Esbenoi, you're going to get Oynish for Avayi Zara. You're going to get punished for Avayi Zara, not for Isa Esbenoi. Everyone knows that. If you do something that's chayiv misa, you're not going to get malchus, you get misa. Everyone knows that. It seems like those days also start with mesechus malchus, start with mesechus malchus. Everyone knows that. The title of Be'ev Dinabe, they know that. Even Tanakh Shavuot Rav knows. Ella, I'll tell you the chiddush. Pa'amim shafilu shachat rishon l'shulchana. V'shein l'avodah zarah. Did the second one for avodah zarah, you're still going to be chayiv malchus. How is it possible? You gave him asra for oisay esbenoi for malchus, but loy asra bei mishum avayda zara. You did not warn him for the skila avayda zara. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. That I'll tell you the chiddush. It's possible even in second avayda zara they be chayiv malchus. In the case we gave him asra for the oisay esbenoi, not for the avayda zara. Zok the Gemara. No, Rabbi Shimon Malkus didn't say that for a reason. He argues on him. Shem Elokesh says, no, in that case, since if you gave him asra for the skila, you'd be potter on Yisrael Asminoi, kilo asurbe nami potter. Anytime you have a avera that really is chayiv skila, even though you punctured to give him asra, you won't be chayiv the small oinish. And Rosh Lakish learns this from Psukim of Sechdes Ksubis, he learns it from Psukim. They can't give him oinish for this. But also Tamayu, and they taka also in a different place, they argue the same exact machlekes of Yechon and Rosh Lakish. Chiyosu Rav Dimi, and this Gemara is a Gemara in Ksubis, Chiyosu Rav Dimi, Oma chayiv in Misa Shoigim, v'chayiv Malka Shoigim, v'dova acha. So let's say someone does something that's chayiv Misa, and at the same time, he's ripping someone's clothing. For example, on Shabbos, he does on purpose, he burns someone's goddess down, and he also, obviously, made a big loss. He burnt his whole house down, but it's an avera of burning, making a fire. So there, the shail is, are you chayiv for the money or not? Or chayiv malchus shoygim davach? Or he did it chayiv malchus. It's something that chayiv malchus, and he also ruined the guy's property. So Rabbi Yechon am chayiv, you chayiv for the moment. Rosh Lakish amar potter. Rabbi Yechon am chayiv the loy asurbe. The case was you didn't give a hasra for the misa, therefore you'll be chayiv, even though it's avera, it's chayiv misa. But the ma'aseh, you're not getting misa, practically not getting misa. Then you're going to be chayiv. And Rosh Lakish on potter, given the chiyashu be potter. If you give him asra for the Shabbos, in that case, let's say you be potter, because you ask me now you potter, you also be potter. So here we have the exact same machlokes in a case of mamoin with chayiv mises. Here we have a shaila chayiv mises together with oisai ves benoi. There we have a shaila of mamoin together with chayiv mises or chayiv malchus. So same exact machlokes. So now more wants to widen both machlokes. Vetzricha. If you only said Oisai Ves Benoi, Baha Kamar of Shem Elokesh, Dear Shem Elokesh says that you potter. What's the reason why you potter? Because there's one Maisa Aveira over here that it's one guf shechting this behemoth. It's doing two things. It's Zoro and it's doing Oisai Ves Benoi. He says, I'm not going to make you chai of two things. Since I could be Master Yul Misa on the same thing, I'm not going to give you now Malkus on this. Because this Maisa is a chai of Misa. But maybe where it's a chayiv misa and a mamoin, that's one in the guf and one in the mamoin. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. So maybe there, even Rosh Lakish would agree. Inside, because they're both in the guf of the behemah. But maybe in a case where one's mamoin, one's guf, even by the Rabbi Yechon, maybe by the Yechon, the only chayiv that they are chayiv both. No, there is Kom Ravne, but here you're not being chayiv the Einish. It's just, Iasrube, you're not being chayiv the Einish. Avada, when you get the Einish, everyone agrees. But here you're not getting the Einish. And Rashi even speaks this out. If you see Rashi, right before the Ramasla Aval Bahach, he says, well, miu hecha de miktol loy mishalim, from the Kom Ravne. Aval hecha loy miktol mishalim, yeah. Viet of Baha, and if it just said the second case, which is the case of Mammon and Baha Kamar Rabbi Yechon, the Rabbi Yechon said, oh, you chayiv for the Mammon. A Baha, you might have some lakash, right there, you might have some lakash, tzricha, and therefore you need both machlekes. You need a chlekes of Isis Menoi, and you need a chlekes of Mammon. Zakhti Gemara. So now, let's go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said that Paras Chatos, according to Rabbi Shimon, is Shchita Shein Eruya. Why? Because you can't eat the Parah Aduma. Right, the Gemara paras chatas shchita shen ruye is a cause shchita shen ruye. By time of the Rabbis, so Rav Shimon Eimer para matama tuma eichlam. The basar of the para aduma is matama tuma eichlam. What's pshat? It's also bahano. How could be considered eichel? Hoyel v'hoyel slosh asakosher. Since at one point after the shchita, it was possible to eat. How was it possible to eat? The Gemara explains that pei beis. V'amar ashlokish. Oyim v'hoyel Rav Shimon. Paro niftis agav merachta. If you find a nicer paro aduma after the shechita on the baracha outside the Beis Mikdash, the baracha was outside the Beis Mikdash on the Har Zeisim, after you shech the paro aduma, you found a better one, you could be paid to this. So since it could be paid after the shechita, so it's possible to be eaten, and Pesach Rav Shimon holds called Eimer Lifteis Kepadudami, and therefore it's called Oichel Shati Yochel Achila. Actually, it's Rav Shimon Shitasi holds that in order to have Tumas Eichel, it has to be Royal Lahachel. Others hold that as long as it's Eichel, I don't care if it's Royal Lahachel or not, it's considered Eichel. But Rav Shimon holds that it has to be Royal to eat, to give it to eat other people. This is possible. Aide Pidyon. So therefore, Rav Shimon holds that a Parah Aduma is Metama Tumas Eichel. So the Pella is, how can you say it's not a Shechita Ruya? It is a Shechita Ruya. It makes it Royal Lahachila. And how would it be practically possible if you pardoned it? But we see that he takes it very seriously, and he says that if you can make Tumas Eichlim, if you can make Tumas Eichlim, it means you're taking it very seriously, you're calling it a Shechita Ruya. It's called Royal Achila. So what's pshat in our Mishnah? It says shchita ruya. A paras chatas is shchita ruya. So what is pshat? We're saying that our Mishnah, that paras chat, not shchita ruya.
When the paras chat is called?
The minute you shecht it. When you shecht it, it's roya la'achila. How is it possible? How is it possible to eat? If you repart it. Right now, in the status it is, it's not roya la'achila yet because it's still kachim. But if you part it, it'll be roya la'achila. I was a shchita. The shchita was a good shchita. Made it roya la'achila. Made it into oichel. And made it into oichel. It was, at this point, according to Rav Shimon, since Omer lifted his kapara dami, it was called achila already. It's called oichel already. It's called food. It was called food already. And therefore, the kash is that it should be considered shchita ruya. Now Rashi Agav asks a question that what's in a gate to have tumas oichelim? Let it be a piece of paras chatas. Anyway, we know para aduma is matama. So who needs it to be a tumas oichelim? What is it worried about? So Rashi says an afkamino would be a whole stick of Torah. An afkamino like this: if this para aduma meat was covered with a dough, the dough wasn't the shear of kebaya. If it has no shear of kebaya, it cannot makabel tumah, cannot transmit tumah. Let's go with that sheet and rishayim. Here it was wrapped with the batzik. Now, if the basar has a din oichel, so the batzik also has din oichel, becomes one item, then becomes one tumah and transmits tumah. But if the basar is not considered oichel, the batzik now is something that's not kebaya, and now it can't transmit tumah, even though the basar paraduma is tumah, it would not be able to transmit tumah. That's nafkamina that we're saying that it's called the oichel, it's mekabel tumah oichel. So akapanim. But back to our sugya, our kasha is that our Mishnah says paras chatas kol shchita ruya. L'chari it's kol shchita ruya. Omar Rav Shemen Bar Abba, Omar Rav Yechanan, paras chatas ain't a Mishnah. You're right. We have to remove paras chatas from the Mishnah because paras chatas is taka called a shchita ruya. Taka called shchita ruya. That's it. We got that. We'll move on now to the next case in the Mishnah. Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa is that if they find a dead person between two cities. So they go get an egla, they makdish the egla, and they bring it down to the Nachal Eson, and they chop the head off. Now here we're talking about, before you chop the head off, someone and did a shchita on the egla rufa. Our Mishnah says not called shchita ruya. Why? Because we're assuming the egla rufa becomes osur mechayim already. It becomes osur when it's alive already. It becomes osur ba'ano once I makdish it for egla rufa. So if the Gemara of egla rufa lav shchita ruya, it's not called a shchita ruya. I vatna, I looked at the Mishnah, Nimtza a hoireg. Let's say they found a hoireg. Achita or vagla. Before they chopped the head off, they already makdish it. Didn't chop that off. Teitze v'tira be'eder. It could go now and be tira be'eder, like olah chulin. It's not osam mechayim. If you makdish it, maybe you could just be pointed. It does not have to. Does not become osam mechayim. Omrav shim malakish. So this is the kasha. The kasha is it is called shchita ruya. Why? Because it's not osur mechayim. Basically, the question is that it's not osur mechayim. This behemah. You find that if nimtza hayreg teitzevit terabeida. So you see, it's mamash kechulin malma. If you find until you actually bring it down and you chop the head off, it's not osur ba'ano. So why in the world is shchita no good on it? It's not osur ba'ano yet. Amar Shem Malach Shem Rabbi Yana Egla Rufa in a Mishnah. Take it out again. Taking another thing. We took paras chas out. Now taking an Egla Rufa. So he says it b'shem Rabbi Yana. Frank Dimar, me Rabbi Yana, okay, the Rabbi Yana said it. Vamar Rabbi Yana, Gvul Shemati, Bava Shechachti. I remember there's a certain time when the Egla Rufa comes also b'ano, even before the chopping its head off, and I forgot when this is. B'nasve Chavar Yoloimar, and my friends explained to me that it was Yiridoso Anachal Eisan Yisrosa. Yiridoso Anachal makes it also. Okay, so now we watch the end of Mishnah. We have a way to learn our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about after it got down to Nachal Eisan. And I shechted it there. It's not a good shechita ruya. The misa lishti, don't take it out. Lishti kan koydim irida, kan lachi irida. Say kan koydim irida. That's when you could let it go tira be'edem. Mashikel laachi irida. It's also ba'ano. Maybe that's pshat in our mishnah. So fear Rabbi Heker shlokas shem b'shem Rabbi Yanai. Egla rufa in the mishnah. I have a very easy pshat to learn our mishnah by egla rufa. How koydim acha irida. It's also ba'ano. After it goes down to the valley, it's also ba'ano. So Amar Rav Pinchas Breider Rav Ami and Nami Shmeider Shem Lakish Mastina Law Egla Rufa in a Mishnah. You're right. We'll take out Rav Yanai. Rish Lakish said that it's in a Mishnah. Again, so what's the Chesbin? Our Mishnah Egla Rufa is Asvano. We have a Mishnah that says that Tira Beider. So Rav Shem Lakish himself. No, you're right. In a Mishnah, it's not Asvano. Frank Dimar, is that true? Rav Shlakish himself holds it is Asvano. Frank Dimar, me Rav Shem Lakish Hachi. Va'itmar, si poyre mitzayra, When it's a pari mitzayra, when someone wants to purify himself from being mitzayra, after it's healed, he calls the kohen down, he brings down two birds. Now, both these birds, one of them is shechted, the other one is sent out, a pnei asad, they send it out. And that one does not become asav, it's not asav anah after you send it out, because then you shalech le takala. So it says like this, when has it become asav anah? Abiyach in Omar, mishah shechita. Only one of them come asav, and it has mishah shechita. From lekicha, they both become aser. Then the one you send away becomes mutter. But they both become aser from the lekicha. You learn out from eglarufa, just like eglarufa, where it says velachku ziknei ear. And there we know eglarufa is aser mechayim. Here also by state departments aser mechayim. Even though there maybe you have a locha of yiridasal and achal eson, but over here, you don't have any maisa that's happening. So from the lekicha already becomes asabana. That's what Rav Shimon Lakish learns after eglarufa. Obviously, he holds eglarufa is asabana. So it's back shver. Why can't he learn on mishta of eglarufa? So Mar says you're right. According to Rav Shimon Lakish, according to Rav Yanai, we have a pshat on mishta eglarufa. Who said that eglarufa in a mishna? El Amar Rav Chiya ba'ab Rav Yechanan eglarufa in a mishna. Who, you know who says it? Rav Yechanan says it. Eglarufa in a mishna. But of course, Rav Shlokesh holds that eglarufa is a mishna. Of course, the eglarufa is a mishna because you can learn that the case was it was after he realized that Nachal Eson came Osir Mechayim, and therefore it was Osir Ve'anah Mechayim Rei. Now, so the only question is the mishna that says Teitzei V'Tira Be'Eder, that's stira to the Mandiyama holds Osir Mechayim. It could be the Gemara in Mesechus Krisis asks the Kasha, and the Gemara says it's Mechayim Tanoim Taka. It's Mechayim Tanoim if it's Osir Mechayim or not. So therefore, Tosfos says as a Kasha, there Maskal Egal Arufa. He says, "V'lama Deich Elohim Ein Mishnah Lema Tanoim." Say it's Tanoim. We always say it's Tanoim. We have documented Tanoim about this. So why don't you say Tanoim? So Tosfos answers, "Kachal Kabal B'Yadam." Not a Kabal B'Yadam that's in the Mishnah, but really could have that's Dain our Mishnah that it's talking about. If the Tana holds, it's also Mechayim. But as we said, it's in the Mishnah, according to this Rabbi Yechanan, even though the Ar Tanaim holds also Mechayim. So the bottom line is, we have a Mishnah, Paras Chalitz was taken out because Rabbi Shimon himself holds that it's called the Eichel, and Egla Rufa is a big Shaila to take it out. And the Shaila is totally in if Egla Rufa is also Mechayim or not.